So Justice Huddle, you joined the court right in the midst of all of that. What have you done to be able to get integrated into the court? And although you had experience on the first court, it's a different court. It's a new venture. How were you able to get integrated with the work and the other justices? And what do you think has been the biggest transition for you from the Court of Appeals to the Supreme Court?
Well, great questions. And first off, thanks for having me. I'm really glad to be here. And thank you for that really generous introduction, Justice Lehrman. So in terms of getting up to speed, I mean, this won't be a surprise at all, but I did lots and lots of reading and fast. Fortunately, the case management software Thames that we use at the court, I had been familiar with at the courts of appeals. So there were no technical problems in terms of just getting off to the races because I was familiar with that software. So that was easy. In terms of getting integrated with people, of course, COVID made that challenging for all of us. But we had a lot of time on Zoom together, the justices at least, less so for the staff. But with respect to chambers, we made it a habit, as all of us were having to do, find ways to keep connected. And so we would have our regular chambers meetings, regardless of where folks were, just to keep connected, make sure that everything was moving ahead. And we did various things to give the clerk some semblance of normalcy. We had monthly brown bag luncheons where each justice would host all of the law clerks for very informal Q&A. And despite everyone being in disparate places, the staff, the justices, and really the staff did an amazing job of welcoming me and helping me get up set up in every way that was necessary. In terms of transition and sort of key differences from the work on the Court of Appeals, I gave this some thought and really kind of narrowed it down to three key things I would say are really stand out to me at this point. One is just working in a group of nine people instead of panels of three is really quite a different dynamic. At least four other people to your view of a case rather than, only one more that it took to make a majority on the Court of Appeals. So that's more complex. In terms of schedule, COVID notwithstanding, I think the work tends to be more concentrated around our oral argument weeks and around conference dates, just to contrast how oral arguments are set at the Court of Appeals. We tended to have them on one day per week, so the arguments were far more spread out. And then in terms of substance, the cases are more complex. There is very little at the Supreme Court that anyone could characterize as routine or even sort of a repeat issue, given the fact that we exercise discretionary jurisdiction. So those, I would say, are the three biggies.
Thank you. I'd like to shift gears a little bit and talk about, still under the umbrella of things COVID did to us, remote arguments. Y'all have now had a term and a half of hearing oral arguments over Zoom. And I wonder if you could visit with us, Justice Lehrman. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Was it just as effective? Were there good things, bad things about hearing appellate argument over Zoom as opposed to in person?
Well, it's kind of interesting, Jane. When we were first, confronted with this emergency, and as Justice Bland so eloquently stated, we very quickly, through the leadership of Justice Chief Justice Heck and OCA, were able to convert to Zoom. Most of us, or I don't know if any of us, had really used Zoom before. So it was a little bit concerning. I think we all were wondering exactly how that would work. Would it work? But as it turned out, we from the very beginning, we did not reschedule any oral arguments. We started out, we had the arguments that had been scheduled were conducted by Zoom. There really were not any glitches. As I recall, I think that one lawyer had a little bit of trouble with some of his equipment, but we were mindful of that, and certainly he was not she was not penalized for that, and it really seemed to work pretty well. One thing that I noticed is that it was actually, you know, when we're sitting on the bench, the nine of us, and as you all know, we have a pretty inquisitive court, and so we're asking lots of questions. And sometimes none of us ever intend to interrupt each other. We want to be very respectful of each other. But sometimes that happens largely because we can't see each other because we're all in a straight line. On Zoom, that was actually easier.